Greetings, my fellow freedom-loving sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning to LL3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Sunday, May 12th, 2024. This is episode 1729, Mothers Make Great Patriots. Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Let's type in Loki Luck number 3. Loki Luck Roman number 3 with 3 eyes, or the Loki Luck Roman number 3 podcast. Furthermore, if you have any questions, comments, recommendations, send information, etc., whatever you do, please use decorum. Go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. I'd like to wish everyone, all the beautiful women out there, Happy Mother's Day, if they're alive and beyond. That means many of them are forever free, too. I know a lot of unusual things are happening. Talk about the solar flares. Some place had the Northern Lights look, which is pretty cool. But really nothing to worry about. Don't go fall for the exploited fear factor, but awareness, etc. And of course, the brain, the factioneering, all going out of hand. Anti-Semitism is a racket. Even if you criticize the Israeli government, they'll call you anti-Semitic. These folks are running thin. The whole cliche, the trend, the her conformed exhibition is plummeting, evaporating, simmered into oblivion in due time. Of course, they'll always try to reuse the recycled pus in the very near future, but it has been extremely diluted, can you say, right? Oh, man. I was just like browsing around. Read this article, too, from fire.org about qualified immunity, which came from the U.S. Supreme Court. And everyone's talking about terminate and qualified immunity. I recommend it out there just see how each state uses or local governments use qualified immunity and examine it thoroughly. Remember, when you become an activist in this subject, you want to have the attributes of Sun Tzu, art of war, not the art of whore. You don't want to be a beaker and just go, bah, 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 bah. There's many of them out there. And beaker has more logic than those paper tigers. You don't want to be in that same category. Yeah, I'm just mellowed out. Beautiful day. A little bit chilly, but it's all well and good. Yep. Well, I'm going to not get too big and fancy on this. It's a brief rant, but I'm going to be reading here from allnewspipeline.com. It was written by J.B. Shirk and the All News Pipeline crew. Mothers make great patriots. We should thank them for the wisdom they have shared, the sacrifices they have made in protecting and preserving the freedoms we enjoy today. I love America. I love her history, good and bad, and everything she represents. I walk down forgotten streets in old industrial towns, read lost words chiseled on hidden tombstones, and breathe deeply whenever I find myself standing on hollow ground where Americans fought and died. I treat old American books and maps like treasures, tracing the texture of their faded pages with my fingertips as a jeweler would rare stones. The spirit of America affects me in an emotional way. I have a vested interest in making sure she survives. Not long ago, we could have called my condition of good old-fashioned patriotism a healthy infliction that tugs at the heart and soul like many other meaningful kind of love. Now the FBI hunts down patriots as extremists And I suppose the federal government won't be happy until there is no one left to love this country we call in home. Call home. In defiance, I love her anyway. And it is true. I'll continue on. Although I come from a long line of veterans and witnesses to America's glorious past, my ancestors did not fasten this patriotic love inside my heart. My mother did. From as long as I can remember, she told stories of the American Revolution, life on the frontier, the Civil War, and so much more. She would choke up as she recounted at the hardships at Valley Forge, the moments when George Washington almost lost everything and miraculously triumphs that brought the cause of liberty back to life. We visited battlefields, and she would describe the morning fog and smoke as it has been when so many gave their lives so what we could enjoy, what they could not. She spoke of Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Benjamin Franklin in such personal terms that you could see them vividly in your mind. Think of how much the founding fathers risked, she would say. Imagine how terrifying Gettysburg was, she would insist. Think about all the people who sacrificed everything so that we could be here today. She would remind us regularly her love of American history, created me in a love for America too. For decades, Marxist historians have condemned America's past as intolerably patriarchal, and feminist academics have insisted on rewriting America's story as part of her story. My mother has never played those silly games. She is a strong woman who doesn't need to recreate America's past in her own image in order to make it meaningful. More to the point, she is a courageous and patriotic American who finds as much of a connection to Washington, Jefferson, and Madison as anyone could. She can tell you about Martha Washington, Abigail Adams, and Mary Todd Lincoln. But her love of America is not segregated by sex. America's history is her history and a remarkable story that we have all inherited. I see all these kids protesting against America today, and I think, dang, their mothers never taught them why they should cherish this country. I remember thinking something similar when Barack Obama went on his global apology tour as president and frequently suggested there is nothing exceptional about the nation he represented. How could you rise to the highest office in the land, I used to wonder, and not be entranced by America's significant contributions to human history? You know why? Because he's just another bend-over Bob to the One World Order. He's just one example. I'll continue on. Oh, hold on. What happened here? Oop. Yeah, so, like I said before, you always got to see things a lot more thoroughly. The good and the bad. So that's why based on Barack Obama, not because he's black or a mulatto, but a stooge, a Bushite, a globalist cuck. Based on his actions, it doesn't matter what party these people are in. And I know I'm digressing here, so just going to try to... I'm on my phone right now, so I'm a little bit of a delay. Come on, what's going on here? Exactly. Let's go. There you go. Voila! All right. Let's check this out. It got a little freeze there for a moment. Pyro solar flares are affecting it, but that is how it goes. All right. Where I dropped off. How could you rise to the highest office of the land, I used to wonder, and not be entranced by America's significant contribution to human history? In a world long dominated by monarchs, emperors, militaries, and aristocracies, America stands alone as a country founded on the principle that human liberty is precious and that human government is corrosive. Only in America, people have fought and died not only to be free, but also to be perpetual stewards of their own freedom. Our free speech, our religious freedoms, our right to defend our lives and properties, our right to kick America government agents against agents to hell out of our homes. All these things are from the bedrock of a nation conceived in an earth-shattered truth. Legitimate government power comes exclusively from the consent of the governed. That truth, so simple yet so rarely defended over the course of human history, is what makes America exceptional. And those who either never understood this or were tragically taught to erase it from their minds have grown up as impoverished orphans in their own country, inheriting nothing from America's rich past. I have a friend who grew up in Nigeria. Both he and his wife come from families that are held in high esteem. Because those families are Christian, though, they have survived some dangerous situations and barely escaped the wrecks of their lives. Over many years, he immigrated to the United States and became American citizens. And I can attest to that. I remember when I was like 9 years old. 9 years old? Yeah, around 9, 10 years old. Went to this little like a religious gathering called an International Convention. And met a family from Nigeria. And the gentleman was really nice. Hey, it's okay if my mother sits here? Because, you know, she wasn't really, had problems walking. So, yeah, I was like 9 years old. Yeah, no problem. And her family, and our families, we sat around, listened to her speak, and talked about the atrocities that's happening in that nation. And, of course, the mainstream news didn't want you to know about it. Okay? It's because they all focus on South Africa. Even Nigeria, even Uganda, for goodness sakes, no one cared. The hidden genocide. But I can say what this gentleman, author, wrote, addressed here, I can attest to that based on what I've listened to that old woman. Hopefully she's alive or not. May her soul be forever free. Beautiful people. Beautiful folks during that time when I have seen them. I remember asking my friend what it was about America that drew him. He told me that he and his siblings were growing up. His mother would often tell him stories about America's founding fathers and later leaders. She talked about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. She talked about Abraham Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. She described their best features, what they accomplished, what they wrote, and what they meant to human history. My friend said that his mother had put a love for America in his heart. Over time, I met many of his family members, and two things always stuck out. One, even though they had endured an awful lot of hardship, they were some of the happiest people I have ever met. And two, they all love America. Once, while I was far from my own family, they insisted that I spend Easter with them. When my friend's mother found me, she embraced me as one of her own. Eventually, I asked her about those stories she would tell her children. She beamed as she started telling me what makes America such a special place. I remember thinking how unusual it was that this woman from another nation seemed to know and love America more than so many ungrateful Americans born here. And as a new citizen of the United States, she repeated something that I had her son says many times before. She looked at me and said, "I really don't like it when people refer to me as an African American. I'm African, yes, but I'm wholly American." Even now, her words remind me of the late, great Lloyd Marcus, another wonderful, unhyphenated American. After meeting her, I realized why my friend is such a proud American. That's kind of funny, is it not? Two mothers in two very different parts of the world taught their children to love America by educating them about America's magnificent past. No wonder the Marxists who run public schools in this country are so desperate to deprive young students of a solid education in American history. Knowing what makes America exceptional is the first step toward falling in love with America. And a person who falls in love in America falls in love with liberty. Understanding the foundations of our country creates the patriots for life. America may have been outside share of tremendous founding fathers, but this too is certain. Generations of patriotic mothers have made sure she survives. I thank them all. Sorry about that. That was my dog. Hey, you okay, baby? Good. Hopefully you're all right. So, okay. But what can I say? Yes, the United States has its fallacies. I'd be critical at times, too. That's why I never bought the rhetoric from these bobblehead politicians, believe they're smarter than their oath of office. And there's times I do denounce imperialism. From doesn't matter where it's from, including here. I endorse a constitutional republic. I never trust the government. Why? Because it's in our hair, it's in our DNA. Declaration of Independence made it self-explanatory. And if the willing snowflakes don't like it, who cares? You want stuff handed to you? I'll give you a bar of Palmolive soap, because you never paid your dues. To all those geniuses out there, doesn't matter what paradigm you believed in, there's bigger fish to fry. So enough of the nitpicking. Central banking's a sham. Those are the elements that try to destroy these United States. And of course, you know about the North American Union, Club of Rome, the Declaration of North America, which Joe Biden and the Three Stooges signed from Canada and Mexico too. They're all part of the problem. We're a solution. Without us, they are nothing. Let's spread the liberty worldwide. And don't let the order condition us to be enslaved, psychologically and metaphorically. We all got the power within us. And those folks don't like it, too bad, because deep down inside, you know I'm right. Well, that'll be enough for me on this Mother's Day. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share this throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, or if you say something that's interesting to check out, whatever you do, please use the quorum. Go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookylook3. If you want to support All News Pipeline, that'd be pretty neat. You got some good stuff there. And don't mirror, I have my differences with even with Abraham Lincoln. I do a lot of reading on this too, folks. So, but in my opinion, the reason why he was assassinated, he pissed off the banksters with the interest-free money, greenbacks. So, all right. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading the love, and may your guardian spirits be with you.